It's time for another Be Moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my Be Moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I'm reflecting on those times when it seemed as though I was running in place. This was a time when I was ready for more, but more definitely wasn't showing up. I can remember even going to an early sunrise church service because I was so hungry for a word that would give some sort of insight into what I was going through. As it turns out, the pastor's message was tailor-made for me that Sunday. It was a sermon about King David. As a shepherd boy, David was tasked with working the fields daily, which likely consisted of him going back and forth across that field time and time again. In comparison to his brothers, it seemed as though David's job held little meaning. The pastor's point was that what may appear as simply going back and forth to the human eye looks another way to God. David's field work was a way for God to teach David discipline. It was one of the many ways God was preparing David to ultimately be used in his service. When I heard that explanation, that was my aha moment, and from that was able to glean three key insights from that message. Number one, what appears stagnant and meaningless to me can be necessary and purposeful for my life. Number two, I was focused on passion. God was focused on my level of preparation. And finally, when I can still give my best in a situation I've outgrown and trust that God is doing a greater work within me, I am on my way to realizing and sustaining my blessings. The scripture today is Psalm 27:14, which says, in essence, wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous as you wait patiently for him. So I ask you, are you looking at things in your life today only from a human perspective? Will you choose to embrace how God is preparing you today? Finally, share this Be Moment because others also desire to be inspired.